when I go out and chase storms, I'm not just in it for the tornado. You get an adrenaline rush looking at a tornado and looking at the power of nature as long as you do it from a safe distance. So you're able to witness the majesty and the beauty of nature. But even if you don't see a tornado, these rotating storms called supercells can be absolutely majestic because the entire cloud rotates. And usually when you see, for example, online videos of this, it's a time-lapse video, so it's sped up a little bit. But sometimes the cloud will look like a stack of dinner plates, or in some extreme events like a UFO or a flying saucer.
A lot changed about what we know about storms when we could take pictures of them, so we'd spend more time looking at them. When you look at a photo of a storm, mm-hmm. what are you looking for?
If you're looking for a storm to produce a tornado, the first thing you want to look for is a supercell thunderstorm. That's one of those storms, the entire cloud or the entire plume of rising air that feeds the storm. We call that an updraft. The entire thing rotates. And you can look for the hook-shaped signature on radar, which tells you you have a supercell. You can look for rotation on radar. Hey, we have a supercell. But if that supercell is to produce a tornado, the one thing you want to look for is low-level rotation at cloud base. If a wall cloud is rotating, and especially if it's rotating rapidly, a tornado can form at any time. Now, it's important, too, another misconception, you can't tell the strength of a tornado just by looking at it. I know they do that in Twister, in the movie that came out back in the 90s, all the time. It's a fun movie to watch. Believe me, I love watching that movie, but there are a lot of things scientifically wrong with it. So if you think that's what storm chasing's like, it's a little bit different than that.
So what is it really like?
The number one thing, it's a lot of driving. When I go out on two-week trips, we generally average between 5,000 and 6,000 miles of driving in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
But what it's like is you wake up in the morning, usually in a hotel room, and we determine, okay, well, where do we think severe weather is most likely, both today and then tomorrow and then usually the next day?
What's it like to be next to a storm like that?
I'm not going to deny there's an adrenaline rush. Like I said, every storm looks different, and you don't know. You know, you have some idea what the chances of tornadoes might be that day, but you don't know if the storm's going to produce a tornado or it doesn't. Last May, we were out in Kansas, and we got a real late start that day. Fortunately, there was somewhere I wanted to be about an hour and a half away. We drove over there. We watched the storm form. It produced a little funnel cloud, and I said, hey, look at that wall cloud over there. It's about 6 miles away. Why don't we get a few miles closer? It looks like it might do something interesting. So we got in the van, we drove north, and as we were driving north, the road was lined with hills and trees. And one thing storm chasers don't like are hills and trees because they block your view. And we turned off on a side road, came over this hill, and there's this big cone tornado sitting there probably 4 or 5 miles away. And we had no idea it was there, and just feel a rush of excitement. That's one of the things, not the only thing we're looking for. It's not all about tornadoes.
I want to cut in and follow up on something you just said a moment ago, that when you came across and see the tornado, there was this incredible excitement.
Yeah.
Was fear a part of that?
Well, if you're right next to it, if you're not scared, I think there's something wrong with you. We were 5 or so miles away from this tornado. In this particular tornado, it wasn't moving at us. By looking at radar, radar image of the storm, you have some idea where the storm's going. And if you're right up next to it, yeah, that's extremely dangerous. And I know there are some folks who go that close usually to get video, and I think that is extremely dangerous to do, and I would never do that.